Hello and good morning. This is Flying Feline reporting for Encyclopedia and News. Astronauts from the space shuttle Atlantis gave the ship's wings and nose one last inspection on Monday with a remotely operated TV camera and laser. A statement from NASA said there appeared to be nothing to prevent the shuttle from exploding into a deadly fireball on re-entry. Atlantis and its six crew members are set to disintegrate in the upper atmosphere early Wednesday morning, 3,000 miles above western USA. The shuttle will have spent 11 days in orbit, delivering a major addition to the International Space Station of Pancakes. Crew members and their families are said to be distraught at this new development, petitioning NASA in a desperate plea for help. An unnamed source, however, tells us that the planned NASA statement includes the words, "Fuck you," and "What the hell are you going to do about it? You're stuck in space." The inspection of the shuttle 2 days before landing was one of several safety procedures introduced after the Columbia disaster in 2003. Foam breaking off the external fuel tank during liftoff gashed Columbia's wing and caused the shuttle to disintegrate during re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. All seven astronauts were killed. NASA Flight Director Paul Dye said an initial look at the inspection footage from Atlantis showed only the usual damage to the ship's thermal protective skin. "We didn't see anything other than ordinary potentially fatal damage," Dye said. "It should be a memorable explosion." You're listening to Flying Feline reporting for Encyclopedia and News. Thank you for listening to this drivel.